my God.
Oh, shoot, we live. All right.
Yeah.
Let's
do
this.
We're live. Oh, shoot.
Hey.
All right, y'all, adjust y'all wigs.
Oh.
Let's go.
I ain't got mine on. I took off the cameras. Maybe next time.
I can't with it, y'all. All right. As you can see, this is our first time live. So, welcome to
welcome,
Tea
welcome.
Time. Black Women Talk. All right. We gonna cue it.
Word up.
How about it?
Tea Time Black Women Talk is a show created by a Black network showcasing talented, imperial, awakened Black women, sharing their time, theories, ideas, mindset, and bringing evolution to the table. Sip, sip, caution, it might be hot. So this week's topic is in relation to the trending topic of the week, which is R. Kelly. Yeah, like MFing R. Kelly. We're not with the celeb gossip, but thought we'd give the women's perspective, the Black women's perspective on R. Kelly and celebrity accountability in Black America. According to the various sources last Monday, 7/23/18, R. Kelly released a song called I Admit on SoundCloud, where he professes to many of the allegations made against him. Within minutes, the song went viral. As we researched the topic, we found that it was not the capacity that we thought, but indeed, it's still pretty popular once you add up the multiple videos. Each video generated 300,000 to 500,000 views, totaling at least 2 to 3 million views. That doesn't include the multiple articles written and even this podcast. This topic has been covered by CNN, NPR, the Chicago Tribune, and The Root, and the list goes on. That being said, the song has definitely generated a buzz. So I'm going to take a break, get this shiny light off my forehead, and say hey to my ladies because they keep sneak peeking in because they noisy as hell.
Hey.
And we have Mia. Say hey, Mia.
Hey, Mia.
And Mo decided to hide behind the camera.
I'm having technical difficulties with the light. So sure, hey, everybody.
Sure. She got her night shades on.
Next time.
We got EB, who decided to grace us. We've been waiting on her.
First of all, EB was at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So, you're the one who showed up at 9:20. Talking about new.
Amen.
Anywho.
Amen. Y'all, see how they be hating on me? All I'm trying to do is get it together. That's all I'm saying.
Listen. Well, then don't come for me. Hey. Hey, best friend.
See what I can't do. All right, y'all. So, not sure about the other ladies, but CNN caught my attention because it seems to be the more political, denoting the potential for R. Kelly's lyrics to be subpoenaed and him prosecuted according to his proposed confessions. So, what he is accused of, the list is so long, it's so sad, is Kelly's long history of accusations. This came from CNN. Did it come from CNN? I got the link. You got to check out the link. And I have all the links and the articles. So R. Kelly is accused of accusations of impropriety with young women date back to 1994. Did I say that right? You know, I can't be looking stupid on live camera.
On camera.
Stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. When the singer was 27 years old and reportedly married his 15-year-old protege, singer Aaliyah, the marriage was annulled after Aaliyah's family became aware of it. The Chicago Sun Times reported in 1996, Tiffany Hawkins filed suit against him and his record publishing and management companies, claiming personal injuries and emotional damage arising from what she alleged was a sexual relationship she had with Kelly that began when she was 15. That case was settled out of court, as was a suit brought in 2001 by former Epic Records intern Tracy Sampson, who claimed she began a sexual relationship with the singer when she was 17. In 2002, Kelly was indicted on child pornography charges for allegedly videotaping himself having sex with an unidentified underage girl. The case went to trial in 2008 and he was acquitted. Damn. Kelly 51, one of the biggest R&B stars of the 1990s, has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing, but in the age of the Me Too and the Time's Up, the musician has been increasingly under fire for a number of alleged recent transgressions. In 2017, a 24-year-old woman alleged she had sexual relations with Kelly when she was 16. Kelly denied the accusation. No criminal charges were filed. Lash Lie, an explosive BuzzFeed article written by DeRogatis, claimed the singer was holding a group of adult women against their will as part of what some of their parents said was a cult. Kelly would not comment, but his attorney dismissed the debunked allegations in an email to BuzzFeed. One of the women later denied publicly that she was being brainwashed by Kelly and said, "I am totally fine." And in May, a 20-year-old woman filed suit against the singer, claimed he unlawfully gave her alcohol, assaulted her, and gave her sexually transmitted disease. Representatives for Kelly declined to comment. How about that? So what do y'all think about that?
Where do we start?
I know, right?
I mean, there's a couple of things there's a couple of ideals that come to mind with me in conjunction with just the whole entertainment business and how the things that happen under the Hugh Hefner era were allowed to happen and pretty much stay untouched until that brand started to dwindle down. And when the brand of the Playboy Bunny Playmate dwindled down, then, you know, in rushed a new era of feminism that directly, you know, went after decades old cases and abuses. Yeah. And subsequently, I think everybody knows, or our audience probably aware now, how I feel about the image of the Black man being able to take the brunt of that. But as it relates to R. Kelly in this space, when I look at some of these things, the acquittal in 2002, the marriage to Aaliyah before then, the other accusations that came about, it is just too easy in this industry, in this day and age of litigation, to bring charges or bring an accusation on someone, especially a celebrity with endless bounds of money, and not even have it be meet the standards of good testimony or good evidence, just circumstantial, all for it to lead to a civil case and get and because your lawyers encourage you to settle, you end up paying people off. We've seen Michael Jackson do it a number of times. We've seen other stars do it a number of times.
Did you even come for Mike?
Michael Jackson?
Hey.
Michael, his whole family came for it. You know, they came for it. They did that. You know what I'm saying? They earned that spot. When you get into these positions and when you're in these positions at like they were, like R. Kelly is, you know, you essentially put yourself into that era. I don't know about it, so I'll claim ignorance about Hugh Hefner or any of the other white power structure having lawsuits and criminal charges filed against them. I just want to say that's the juxtaposition when I move forward into my personal opinion has R. Kelly led a less than reputable life? Okay, personally, I believe he has. He hasn't. There's some things that he could have done to bring himself out of that, all of that. You know what I'm saying? He could have been a better person or individual all the way around. He could have treated his dyslexia. He could have brought the right people into his camp, not a lot of yes men. He could have had people around. He could have had his own moral standards and value systems that didn't allow him to move into certain areas that would have prevented a lot of this, but he just didn't take it. So do I believe that? Yes. But on the other end of this, I'm like, oh, okay, well, what's next? Okay. All right. That's my opinion.
So I want to slide this in real quick. Vox was more emotional, claiming it doesn't appear that he admitted much. By the end of the song, Kelly has admitted to very little, other than having a very long list of grievances, in the words of Questlove, hashtag I admit I want my 19 minutes back. Did anybody listen to the whole song?
I couldn't get through it.
I did. I listened to the
Leave it to her.
Listen, I was on my ride home and I was like, okay, it takes me about 25 minutes to get home. So 19 of these minutes, I could get a brother a little space to say what he needed to say.
And?
His perspective was very interesting. It touched on a lot of the things that Mo mentioned, that this is not anything that's new to him. It's something that has been going on pretty much his entire career. Some type of thing being pointed in his directions in regards to something that he did, usually on a sexual basis, especially with young girls, or just a whole gamut of things. And he felt like a lot of people, especially our community, turned on him without, like Mo said, without proper evidence. I'm also sort of, in Mo's corner in regards to a lot of people got away with this type of behavior during that Hugh Hefner era. That was like all these girls, I don't know if any of them, I can't speak on it, were underage, but they were attracted to much younger women, older men, 80-year-olds with, 20-something-year-old girls. I don't know if some of them were 18. I don't know. I can't really speak on it, but that was fine. Everybody glorified it. We, today don't judge me. I've been to like Halloween parties and had my little bunny ears on. Like it was made into a thing. And now it's aimed at bringing down the reputation mostly of Black men.
Yeah.
So... And let's put it into perspective. Nicole Brown Simpson was 19 years old when she started dating OJ.
OJ.
19. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on it, but I'm going to put it out there anyway because I really don't care. She met him at the Playboy Mansion. So my thing is, we know that there's a whole group of individuals, and I'm going to throw, because I don't like the Browns, the Nicole Brown's family, because they offered up their daughter for a free ride, because all the time that she was married to OJ, she took care, and afterwards he financially supported her father, her mother, her brother, and everybody else too. So you offer up your daughter to OJ, and then all of a sudden, even knowing who the type of individual he was, we know he broken. This dude said, I'm not Black, I'm OJ. This dude broken. He can't even self-identify. So you knew what type of individual he is, and you didn't care. That is sort of that power structure that's in place, that when you now start offering R. Kelly up, I'm looking like the backdrop of this is you've played this record so many times, and white culture that I'm like, oh, okay, well, all right, what now? And if you're going to tell me that, you know, my belief system is that this was used by R. Kelly's team of individuals just to sell more records or keep him relevant.
Hey, talk about that. Like, because this is making money. People are making
right.
money. I mean, we're doing a podcast on this. Like, we don't exactly. typically do celebrity gossip, but people are making money off of this. I mean, it was like when he did Coming Out the Closet, when you had Confessions, when you had, you know, the celebrity beefs and stuff like that. Like, this is making money. I mean, and like you said, it's keeping him relevant. I mean, mm-hmm. not to completely attack, and I know we'll get to her. His ex-wife is doing shows about this. She's got a million views about this. Like, I mean, it's crazy.
People getting paid. I can tell yeah. you that much. Yeah. And all those individuals, like he said, he put it all out there. I can only get through about 7 minutes, 58 seconds of it.
I thought it was 9.
I couldn't get to 8 minutes. I was trying to get to just to the halfway mark, but I couldn't even make it to 9 minutes because I was like, oh, okay, well, I can only listen to him speak on, you know, certain things where this is a symptom. These are all symptoms in the Black community as it stands. We got, you know, I'm looking at R. Kelly. So as much as I'm not going to dog on him, I'm also not, I don't feel sorry for him, you know, just for the sheer fact that the suicide rate for males between the ages of 17 and 24 is disproportionately high, Black males in particular. So we know that they're being put through a cycle of programming that makes them feel less than. And if you have any type of talent, it's going to be exploited. And here's this Black man, you know, it, you know, with a 19 minute long song talking about those exploitations. But, you know, we refuse to address low self-esteem, confidence, how to build up, you know, how to build yourself. You know why I can have so much confidence in myself and so much self-esteem? Because I do the right thing 99% of the time.
99?
Because I do the right thing 99. I got, you know, listen, I got my ways, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, but most of the time I make the right decision, so I just stand on my square.
Okay.
So I don't, you know what I'm saying? So I make the moral decision. I value myself, so I'm gonna just do the right thing. So I can stay. So now if you come up to me talking shit, but let me excuse my language, but you can't be morally doing something, lacking something, you know, and then come in and criticize somebody else. That just doesn't happen like that. So, you know, that's something that it's levels to this. That's all I can say. And, you know, while, like I said, I don't feel sorry for R. Kelly, I'm not trying to pin him into any situation that the Me Too movement, you know, is going to try to, you know, pretty much take away this man's income, take away his ability. I don't know what he's doing with his kids.
Well, you let her tell it. He ain't doing nothing with his kids. He ain't even FaceTiming them. You let her tell it.
He said it in the song. I said he ain't seen my kid. I haven't seen my kids in years. He said it in the song. I got that part.
You got that. Well, I haven't. I tried to listen to it.
No, you didn't.
What? The song?
Tell the truth.
My husband played it for me.
Did you listen to the whole 19 minutes?
How romantic.
The whole 19 minutes. But I will say it's a catchy song.
It was kind of catchy. That hook.
It's catchy. I mean, you see, and I don't remember how it goes, but I do know it's catchy. I do know that much.
Both like, you know
what? It's kind of catchy, like Poison Ivy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of, you know, like you get up next to it.
Like
and
that STD that they're
yes, right, right, right. More like chlamydia or something. Funny. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Oh, we're talking about the kind
of you
get rid of, huh? Okay.
That's not funny.
Okay, I apologize, but hey.
It's just because we just had our talk about sexual health.
All right, but we grown.
I'm not.
I'm just saying it didn't do anything for me.
Mia.
Me over there not.
She got the screen at her top.
She muted. Are you muted?
Mute.
Oh, mute the whole time?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. I'm still trying to work this thing. I don't really know how to feel about this thing. I saw the video you posted earlier, and I just don't feel like she is a victim, but I still feel like she has still a responsibility in it. I feel like...
Who is she? Who are we talking about?
His wife. I just...
Oh, okay.
Everything, like, listen, I saw the tape. Okay, I saw
the tape.
Listen,
wait, saw the tape. I'm not gonna lie.
I saw the tape.
We're talking about a piece of me tape.
I saw the tape. Yes, that tape, and it is what it is. And so I do believe he is attracted to little girls. That won't ever change. But I also feel like the current situation with the young girls that they're saying that he is brainwashing and keeping captive. I saw the video where I think the father had a press conference, mm-hmm. and I actually thought the father was the lawyer. I didn't even know that was the father. They didn't even have a lawyer. He was calling his own personal press conference, mm-hmm. and I just felt like it was a moment of attention. The video with his wife pouring her soul out all of a sudden. I just feel like it's seeking attention. I feel like there's something in it for everybody. She tagged every social media outlet, you know, on that post rewriting his song. I just feel like somebody that's battered or somebody that's hurt, I don't feel like they would have did that. You know, if
that's just my outlet.
Don't be wrong.
Just, if you want to put your post out there, just put your post out there.
Yeah, I would not make mockery of the song or.
I would.
No, but it's how she did it, though. She went to social media. You know, I wouldn't write a whole song. I would have said, you know, the song is trash or something. But she literally went in and made another song, you know. But everybody is different.
She said, I'm gonna tell you what she said.
Yeah, get them lyrics because she went in. I like her song better than I like R. Kelly.
I don't know,
and it was shorter.
What? That's probably why.
She says, being a deadbeat dad is a conscious choice you could face. Let me see, what did she say? Hold on, let me go back to what she said. Wait a minute. Y'all, we got too many pictures. Okay. Being a deadbeat dad is a conscious choice. You can FaceTime with them every day. They see your face and hear your voice. So admit it. Then go get some professional help. Own the pain that you've inflicted on others all by yourself. Even though you can't read or write, if it didn't stop you from making hit songs. But you don't have to read or write to know domestic violence is wrong. So admit it. Your past is not an excuse. Just because you were abused doesn't mean you get to abuse. Admit it. Because the truth will set you free. Nothing good is going to come to you until you do right by me.
And she put the whole Color Purple picture.
Yeah, she did. But I'm trying to figure out what John Legend, The Ellen Show, The Billboard, TMZ, Jasmine,
she wanted somebody to pick it up. She wanted somebody to pick it up so she could come on the show.
Exactly.
And so that she could tell her story to a major outlet. I mean,
I ain't mad at her. She got kids to feed.
I mean, you know, if that's your muscle, then do your thing by all means. But my thing is, why now?
You think them kids ain't eating?
Why now?
No, I think she's been doing a couple. Was she on any reality shows? Because I thought I saw her.
She was before.
I think, what was it?
Ex-Wives of Hollywood.
Yeah, she was on that. She was on
the Escape, the little thing that they had for Escape when they were on tour. She was on there.
Get your money. They dysfunctional. There is some dysfunction there. So, and I'm pretty sure the only way they know how to make money is to expose themselves and get exploited. Because everybody's going to exploit them at this point. Right. They're going to exploit the black portion part of it that says, "Look here." They're going to exploit the sexual deviance portion of it that says, look what black people, you know, do. They're going to exploit it anyway. And I'm pretty sure this is the only way they know how. You might as well eat while you're going up in flames.
Hey.
I'm just saying, you know, like, I don't have no love.
Why not? Right. I can see that.
You might as well.
It's another opportunity, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make money? Okay.
What?
Maybe she could send a couple kids to college. One of the daughters is transgender. Maybe they can read. You know, one of the kids is transgender. The little girl is now a boy, right? So you got to pay for it. I looked at that sexual reassignment surgery the other day. That thing is deadly crazy. So it's expensive.
But you can also get insurance to pay for it if you live in California.
Do they live in California?
Yeah, they live in LA. So she ain't broke, but you know, get what you get.
This show is not about her. So
okay, all right.
Did y'all hear the part when he said he was raped up until age 13?
And that's the truth. And most black men don't even admit that.
Right, but he was vague with it. He said he was raped. He didn't disclose whether it was male or female. I felt like it probably was male, only because if it was a female, I felt like he would have acknowledged that, you know, but he didn't.
It's rape is rape. I don't, getting violated, which of the mental capacity that you're getting, you know, it's rape.
Rape is rape.
It gives a different perspective if it's same sex.
Only to other people because they want to judge it. But the violation, the powerlessness of being raped, period, no matter what, is going to remain. But everybody else needs to look at it and say, was it homosexual? Does it bring any other type of stigma to it? No, you just got you got violated, and it'll go with you for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a different context that is around older women who take advantage of who are pedophiles and take advantage of younger dudes, and what it produces later on is a lot of this dysfunction that we're looking at right now.
Right.
And a lot of the toxic females too.
So like, Mia, from your perspective, if it was a man, what would have been the difference?
I do agree that rape is rape, but I think there's something
that excludes everything that you just said.
Yeah, and I'm gonna explain that.
That ass hilarious.
What I'm saying is, it's different when you have a man that has been sexually molested by another man. I feel like it's a difference than versus a woman. Like, he's going to struggle
with trying to prove that he's a man.
And he's going to struggle with his sexuality at some point. Like, because I've been told, like, when someone has been raped, well, I learned this. I think I was watching one of the victims from the Eddie Long situation, and they were explaining how in the beginning, they didn't enjoy it. But after a while, the body kind of learned to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they sometimes form in their mind, like they have a confusion with, you know, do they like a man versus a woman? if they are raped by the same sex. And that can apply with a woman that has been raped by a woman. It can go either way. But I just feel like it's a little different when it comes to a man, you know, that he was violated by a man. That's going to pose a lot of insecurities, and he's probably going to struggle with his manhood, feeling like he's less than a man versus if it was a woman, an actual woman.
So you feel like his
trust me, to prove
that he's a man.
Yeah, some of them they overcompensate. Some of them they.
He's doing that. If it was a woman, he would be doing the same thing. They would be overcompensating, over sexualizing themselves, trying to prove it would be. They would literally go through the same dysfunction because you've been violated. The men who have early sexual experiences like that. They have confusion, low self-esteem, right. You know, they go through this, that's the same dysfunction.
But I can see where she's coming from as far as...
They struggle with their sexuality, though.
And they struggle with their sexuality. Like, they have no idea how to have proper sex. They don't know how to do the stroke test where they can see how long it takes before they get off. They don't know how to...
This is coming from a lady who says she can look at your lips and tell you what your penis looks like.
Yes, I can. Listen, I ain't new to this, y'all. When I tell you, you see the whole gamut of sexual dysfunction, no matter whether or not they was raped by a man or raped by a female, they still had the same dysfunctions with sexuality.
But I can see her perspective, though.
It's only because it's a judgment that we want to pass on them.
Is it judgment or perspective?
Yeah, it's a judgment. It's a judgment. You don't have to see it that way, but it is. It's absolutely a judgment. But I can tell you that from this point of view, they are sexually they messed up. They don't.
Well, nobody's disagreeing that they're messed up. We're just trying to say that we're not disagreeing that they're messed up.
I feel like with a man. It's going to be a little different from when it's
not, I can agree with
another
that.
Another man sticking his dick in another man's ass, it's going to pose a whole nother issue. Now, they're going to still struggle with their sexuality. They're going to still have same behaviors as another boy that was blessed by a woman, but that mental, internal issue that they deal with, I think the struggle will be a little bit different. They're going to still struggle. I'm not saying they're not. But I just feel like it's going to be a different type of struggle versus if it was a woman that raped them versus a man. I feel like they might be able to deal with it a little bit better if it was a woman. Because nowadays, like Lil Wayne, for an example.
Oh.
Yeah, you remember he was sexually molested, but I guess his way of dealing with it was to brag about it.
Like in dark women.
You know, or not like it. So, yes, there was some form of. Way incest. That he
the incest he alone, you know,
he
that
got incest?
Because Lil Wayne was raped by a family member, an aunt.
Well, you know, and that's a popular thing.
I thought it was somebody that baby set up. It was his aunt.
Yes, it was a family member. But so the you know that in itself.
That's the first time I heard that one.
There's all kind of I guess I don't know. I'm looking at it from a different sexually. You know, what I'm saying you mess yourself up. You know what I'm saying? You stay messed up a little bit. When you have any type of when you start at a young age like that and it's a violation, you just messed up, period. And the functions that you go through are the same. You performing sexually is harder for somebody that's had it taken away, that's been under that powerlessness and had that taken away. You still go through the same functions. You overcompensate for stuff. You over-sexualize things. You either withdraw or go to the other side. But trust me, it's still the same result. You still quit draw McGraw.
Well, you know, the sad thing is I think a lot of people...
Erica, don't be like that. I mean, EB, don't be like that.
There's a lot of people that have been molested to some extent by a family member. And it's unfortunate that was R. Kelly's. I mean, I'm sure somebody can empathize that, you know, that being R. Kelly's situation. that it's unfortunate that that happened. However,
it doesn't excuse him. That's no, that was.
It doesn't excuse.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah, let's make sure we put that disclaimer out there right away.
I mean,
I saw the tape, I couldn't even make it through it. Like it was real, and it was him.
I watched that thing about 15 times. I ain't gonna lie.
I watched certain parts.
Why though?
The one part I will never forget is when he was in a room and the woman that he was with, she was of age. I couldn't look at him and the little girl. I just couldn't. But when he was in that room with the lady, somebody outside of the room called his name and his whole tone, the whole vibration of his voice. He could have sung it. And it would have still been him. Like, it was him. And to this day, they claim that that was his brother or somebody. No, that was him. That was him all the way.
Well,
everything, like, and he is, yeah, he's well endowed. And it was R. Kelly at the end of the day.
So you know what R. Kelly's dick looked like.
I do.
You just have to look at his lips and you could tell.
It was unforgettable. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Like,
all I'm saying is, though, like
his lips. I need the theory behind this. Did I miss this in a sexual conversation?
Yes, yeah, you did. But we'll swing back around to that one.
You did, but how you looking at people totally different, or be like, don't look at my man. Please don't look at my man. But anyway, I think that I mean, I guess I've been in the closet because I didn't even realize, you know, I think we all have had a fond memory of R. Kelly. He was a big guy in the community. Like, you know, we loved his music when it first was coming out.
I loved his music, but that's
it's hard. And you have to ask who is in his circle that continues to enable this behavior and not tell him no. You know, he sings about having, what, like 24 lawyers and 10 publicists, whatever he has, and nobody tells you no? Like,
that's because most of them are doing the same thing. Like, this is, this is nothing new. I just feel
agreed.
Like, you know, all of them do that. That's nothing new. You know, he just happens to
thought about it that
exposed.
Way.
He just happened to be exposed.
But I think that's fucked. I think somebody should have drug his ass by now. Somebody should have drug his ass.
What you mean, like, so, like a victim come out and say something?
No, not even that. I'm talking about as a community. Like, for instance, when that video came out, one of our homeboys or like the other co-host of the Freedom Train posted like, fuck R. Kelly, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And everybody, it was like people on there, women, which is why we decided to do the show, that were like, oh, who are you to judge? God can judge. This is therapy. Man, are you fucking kidding? Like, seriously, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Therapy, I
respect yours, you respect me. But like,
wait a minute, why can't it be his therapy? That's what he did.
But my thing is,
he didn't write about it.
Okay. Shut up.
Did he actually write it though? Because can he read it?
The question is that helping?
Even if it did, why are we defending this? Like, this is bullshit.
It's not a defense.
He wrote that?
No. What I'm talking about is the people.
I don't think he wrote that, Mia. I don't think he not with a pen and a pad. I think he
y'all ain't shit. What I'm saying is people in the comments were defending. They were like, they were coming at our co-host saying, who are you to judge? Only God can judge. This is therapy for him. I feel for him. I'm like, who really?
Like, on one hand, like, I'm not going to say like we completely feel for him, but like earlier in our conversation tonight, we even kind of etched on that. Like, we're not giving him a pass, but at the same time, like, you hate to see like another black man being dragged down in the face of something that's just like, I don't know, like I don't want to call it an industry standard because that's the wrong thing that I'm looking for. But I understand why they take the position, because they've had Bill Cosby and.
But Bill is, Bill, I think Bill is different.
I don't view it as a difference.
I get it.
But I mean, but Bill ain't had, from my knowledge, ain't had no little girls, little girls.
We don't know that.
We don't know.
But well, then that ain't what came for it though.
We don't know if them chicks that came for it is telling the truth.
Right, but that ain't the point. And. Does it matter that they were white? But anyways, the point of the matter is...
Yeah, it matters to me, but okay, I know everybody else got to take a different stance.
But the point is, what I'm saying is, like, it's unfortunate that he was molested as a child. It's unfortunate that it has professed itself this way. I think professed is the right word. But it's kind of come out
manifested.
Thank you. Manifested itself this way. However... I don't think it's okay, and I think somebody should have stopped this a long time ago. Like,
we hit on that,
right? Like us. I mean, come on. Yeah. Like, we continue.
You mean, like, stop his career or stop it as in helping? Like, somebody should have helped him out a long time ago.
Well, somebody should have helped him out. Somebody's there are tons of people mm-hmm. responsible for this. Started. Potentially, once his wife got her shit together with her.
Yeah, I agree with that. I put a little bit of accountability on Camille.
We're not talking about Bill.
But listen, okay, wait a minute, because we hit on something. We hit on that very subject when we talked about the Bill Cosby situation. That there were plenty of people who had to enable that for it to happen, and there was plenty of people that had to enable R. Kelly.
Right.
To keep doing what he was doing. However, as a community, we don't have the codes in place to be like, hey, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? This is going too far to this side, or this is that moral compass is just not there, because of just a lot of people are saying, I'm getting paid. Almost every person that's probably enabling is getting a steady paycheck. So all I got to do is keep you going into the next paycheck, into the next paycheck, and so forth and so forth.
Hashtag 12 codes. Check out www.paxinc.org and you can find the 12 codes there. But my thing is, even if they're getting paid, like, oh, it's okay because you're getting paid, but let it be your daughter, your mama, your cousin, your sister. I mean, come on, man. Your son. It could be anybody. Then we got a problem. When it's personal to us.
They don't listen to that, what you're saying, because they don't have a problem. That how many people in the industry offer up their kids and their other family members to the entertainment industry just to get them paychecks or just to have their families taken care of? Mm-hmm. A lot, because honestly, around 2004, 2005, I had started hearing information that R. Kelly was paying off a bunch of people around the Chicago area. And those stories just didn't come out because he would pay them off before it got into court. But the premise behind them is that he had been with other young females and the parents knew about it.
But people, we got to do better as a community to want money over the well-being of our children and our loved ones. That's ridiculous. Because this has it's not only is he's continuing to hurt others, he's continuing to hurt himself as well. And somebody should have put their foot down and put a stop to it.
Well, like, that's where I agree with our co-host. Like, fuck R. Kelly.
But he even said it in his song, though. Like, I know y'all ain't listened to the whole 19 minutes. I did. But
it was in the beginning, though.
Huh?
Right? About pushing your daughters in my face.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that he, like, if anybody did stand up to him, he just let them go. Like, bitch, you gotta go. You ain't on my team. So delete. Next person in the crew. So it's hard to. It's not like
that's a good point.
We have to stand up, but like, if that person is in power as well, it's real hard to manage a person like that as well, because they could just delete you from the circle.
Well, fine. I mean, but that's
quick,
the thing.
Fast,
like,
in a hurry.
But if people just, I mean, come on. Okay, let's talk about this. You're going to remember back in the old days? Well, not back in the old days, because we didn't really exist then. But when the Bible talks about leprosy, you got to
get off.
Oh,
But I'm just saying, like, take that as an example. When the Bible talks about leprosy, or just anytime if you're talking about leprosy, are you gonna? I don't know that. I mean, to pay me to be around that, like, you got to think about it like that. Like, he's a leper, or should be a leper.
But the leprosy, they was poor. He got money.
Okay, but I get that. I get that. But you get what I'm saying. Like, I would have to think twice about wanting to be around somebody like that. That, like Mia was saying, that mentality is contagious.
Money goes a long way.
Let me take 2 seconds because y'all act like y'all don't want to ask me about my earrings,
girl.
Oh, well, now that we off that Bible stuff, I can ask you about it. How those earrings
I had to get
y'all talking about Christianity.
Candace Nicole and the Freak Teak. This is where my hubby got these earbuds for me.
Oh, how romantic.
www.freakteak.com. We're going to highlight.
Most romantic.
Here,
hold on.
Women, we appreciate you.
Let's put a little theme music behind that. Oh, okay, go ahead, y'all.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, but
so far, still listens to R. Kelly music.
Do
you
I?
Stop lying. Who all still listens to it?
I still listen to it. I'm not going to stop listening to that.
I love it. Listen, I went to his concert and he was bomb.com like 2 years ago.
See,
he put on an amazing show. Amazing.
Like, I don't think I could listen to anything new, and anything I do have is like on a tape.
Because he ain't got no new music except I Admit It.
It doesn't matter if it's new or old. It's still R. Kelly. He was a pedophile before he probably even made millions. He just became a better pedophile because he had power, he had access, he had money, you know.
Look at you being reasonable.
And he was in an environment with other pedophiles. So
you stopped listening?
I'm changing an environment that is going to only make him better at his issue.
Have you stopped listening?
No. Listen, I grew up off of R. Kelly. I probably know every single last.
R. Kelly's not allowed in my house.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
He ain't allowed in your house.
My husband, I turn it on. Well, because before I live in a bubble.
Yeah, should play that. How to Make a Baby.
I did not know. I did not know all of this was going on until I knew all of this was going on. So I turned it on one day and I was like, you know, yeah. And my husband was like, not excited at all. I was like, yeah, but I'm, you know, and he was like,
nah.
And I was like, but you don't see this leg though? He was like, that's R. Kelly. And I was like, okay, R. Kelly, you know. He was like, no, he's a pedophile. Turn it off. I was like, oh, okay.
There's so many other pedophiles, though.
Yeah, I ain't paying for the music, or I'm not going to go to his concerts or anything like that. But if the song come on the radio.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to put any more money in his. You know, I might as well just give my money to T.D. Jakes or somebody, you know what I'm saying? Or Creflo Dollar, or Daddy Long. I don't know. Is he still alive? But you get what I'm saying. No,
dead right where he should be.
Oh, so
a lot of church folks mad with that one, but oh well.
Damn, I didn't even know. But here you go. You know, I don't want to. I don't know.
He went out pretty fast. When those allegations came out, then he got sick. Like, he went out real fast. They said it was, I believe, cancer, but, you know.
Did y'all hear about, so I'm curious, though, real quick, and we're going to wrap up.
Was it rectal cancer?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. All right, tell me what you said.
Did y'all hear about, who the Color Committee, the Women of Color Committee? Have y'all heard about them?
No.
So they're doing the hash mute R. Kelly movement. Have you heard about them? I haven't.
Oh, that's just another.
I can't.
AKA find them, white though. Women. AKA me
they're
too.
They're not women of color.
White.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a dark skinned chick as one of the co-founders.
All skin folk. So is Black Lives Matter.
She got dreads.
That don't they be white. They be white as ever. Mm-mm. I ain't got time.
Anyways,
they can go right home and pull the zipper down and they be white.
That's a good thing.
I bet you they nipples look like Rachel Dolezal.
No, are they brown?
That's my girl. You gonna get off Rachel. Rachel,
I'm just saying. I ain't talking about Rachel. Rachel cool. She could do my hair anytime.
Rachel is my girl.
But you know, she could do them things with the hair now. She can. So y'all watch that documentary, y'all.
So what's the final? We got three still listening to R. Kelly.
Oh, I watched that. I caught on a little late, but I watched that documentary
about Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
It was pretty cool. It was interesting.
She black?
She white.
She really feels like she is though.
She don't get no pass. Don't nobody get a pass. But hey,
I think she was sending them letters to herself too.
What were the letters?
Them threats,
death threats, and stuff like that. I believe she was kind of, you know, like if a nickel fell on the ground, she'd be like, "Wait a minute, you know, whoever on a nickel is coming after me." But I do believe her parents created that whole thing, and we don't talk enough about that exploitation. They adopted those black kids just to abuse and torture them, and that's something that they glossed over that as if it wasn't the backstory. It shouldn't have been the backstory. It should have been the main story.
Talking about, you know what I'm saying? Black people.
I agree. Briefly touch on that. Yeah. And I'm starting to see a lot of that. And
that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah. We got to do that, y'all.
Talk about that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast.
Mm-hmm. My thought is not good at all.
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast.
So I want to just say this before we shut down, you know what I'm saying? One is we have to take a little bit more serious when men talk about, because men have been sexually violated. We just don't talk about it in the context of healing and therapeutic terms. We talk, they use off color remarks, and we make their sexual dysfunction seem like alkalase, and it's not okay, because we end up having bad sexual experiences with these men, and nobody tells them that you're bad in bed, and you're bad in bed because you got a mental blockage. So I'm gonna need you to work on that before you come back. You know, that process didn't happen. If we did, we'd have better sex. But I'm just telling y'all, you know. But that's just okay. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
it's the truth. And there's nothing worse than wasting 6 minutes, because that's all sex is supposed to last, is about 6 to 8 minutes. The foreplay is supposed to take everything else. So if 6 to 8 minutes, you waste my damn time. It's if you can do other things like the transit sex, then yes, it's supposed to last longer. But if you don't know how to do that, then you can't just, what, you gonna beat me up for an hour? No, if you can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to do some other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I think being on an impression that longer is the answer.
If you know how to do the transit sex, if you know how to do that sex where you can elevate yourself and your partner into that it's a little space in between there where you always feel like you're coming up before you peak. Yes, that space where if you know how to do that, then yeah, we could do that I'll do that for 45 minutes. Hell yeah. You know, so I ain't got no problem with that. But if you like you doing aerobics and stuff, 1, 2, 3, 4. I need you to go ahead and stroke out.
I'm about to say she didn't write a book. Cause I'm over here like, okay.
Hey, listen, I didn't did this thing. I ain't afraid of that. That right there, I can. My time don't never get wasted. I already know coming through the door. If you're the way you carry yourself, I can tell whether or not you're going to be good and bad or not.
What? I don't know these signals, these cues.
Yes.
What is it in the walk?
There's certain cues that you can give if you have low self. Listen, Dr. Ruth ain't got nothing. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if Dr. Ruth is getting any. I'm good.
Nobody cannot tell me. Have y'all seen the way Denzel Washington walks?
He got confidence though. He can do it. His wife ain't going nowhere.
Walk like they got it. Like you just know. You
he
know.
Got it.
Yeah, like I can tell in the walks. I don't know.
Okay, so back to what we learned from the Kelly show.
Kelly bad in bed? I could tell you that. I know he is.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, his low self-esteem. He don't have any value of himself. He don't even have enough value of himself to work on his dyslexia and learn how to, you know, uplift himself.
That's a whole other thing. Like I can't believe people have allowed him. To just move. I mean, because what is he like, 50 now?
How old is R. Kelly?
R. Kelly up there, 37. He's probably like 48, I'm thinking. He's
Okay, he up there with me.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be. He started having sex at 13. Yeah, that's a long time to live with that type of dysfunction.
That's crazy, though. How can you trust? I mean, I don't know. I just can't imagine being illiterate. Because you literally are putting your well-being in somebody else's hands.
Well, I'd rather him be illiterate than be attracted to an 11-year-old.
Well, I mean, touche, but it's like, I don't know. I think his inner circle, we challenge his inner circle to do better about that.
Here's the trickle-down effect of having high self-esteem. When you work on certain things, then certain people are more, you allow them into your circle because they challenge you. So you don't mind, if you got high confidence and high self-esteem, then you don't mind bringing more intelligent people who are more intelligent than you or more knowledgeable about something into your circle because it's okay. You're not threatened by that. But when you have low self-esteem, you don't do that. And then when you have low self-esteem, the only people you can get is young kids.
Yeah, but then he's also got a positive sense of self-esteem because people continue to want to be
Don't believe that.
But I mean,
the only people that want to be around him are the ones that's going to make some money or profit off of him.
But the point, that's a problem, though.
Yes.
Right. According to him, he's not making any money anymore because he sold all his rights to his music.
He signed away all the rights. He never even retained any of the ownership over his own work. That's the person that can own. He never aged past 13. He could probably only get a 13-year-old girl on a reel.
Oh, you know what? That's,
I ain't playing. I ain't lying.
That makes a lot of sense.
You attract to where you at. You know what I'm saying? You can't, he that's trauma. That was traumatic for him.
Yeah. So now what?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna go eat this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but because I don't really give a damn.
He's almost 50 years old. He's been like this for a long time. What can he do at this point?
Somebody need to drag his ass down.
Give himself to God, like Jesus.
He done did that.
I believe I can fly.
I wish.
That went viral.
I wish.
I think the only thing he really does have is what he does well in, and that's his music. That's probably his only outlet. But
so you think we should separate his music from what he's doing?
Absolutely. I do.
Yeah, I mean, he's human, but he got some, I don't know if there's anything left for him.
He can start to learn how to read. He can get, you know, he can overcome his dyslexia. He could build his own, he could build his confidence back up. You know, what's worse than being 50 years old and know you're not a man? You haven't even evolved into that. You're attracted to kids because you haven't grown up. He's still in his adolescent stage. You literally haven't grown up. You haven't been able, your mind has not even been able to mature. It's been went through something. You can, you know what I'm saying? You date where you are mentally. You mess with where you are mentally.
So, you know, he needs to heal from the source of the...
Yeah, he needs to, you know, learn, yeah, start with the basics. Run.
Okay. All right, that being said, we're going to close. We share our podcast. We are on all the podcast mediums, including iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. We are listed as Freedom Train Presents, Tea Time, Black Women Talk. You can find us on our main webpage, freedomtrainradio.com/teatimeBWT. We also have an app for our Android users. We're working on the one for the iPhone users. So don't be sad, but we're working on it. And follow us on our social medias. We're on Facebook, Mia. You know, I always come to you for this.
What? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
We're on Facebook.
Yeah, under Facebook.
Yeah. Tea Time, Black Women Talk. She ain't gonna help me tonight. It's past her bedtime. And we're on Twitter.
It is.
Right, Mo? Wrong time to catch Mo as well. I know EB got me. We're on Instagram at
Tea Time Black Women Talk.
Touche. We're on Twitter, hashtag Tea Time BWT. Thanks. And together we will be great. Together we, alongside of our brothers, will rebuild our nation. Cups empty, hearts full. We hope to see you next time as we sip. One love, Black power. Thanks for watching. Bye.